two.
Peace.
Two. Hey everyone, welcome to episode 105 of To Be Starts Live. Tim's out sick, everyone. It's unfortunate. But thankfully, to jump in at the last minute, John Watts, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Ray. I appreciate it.
We do have a great show. What do you say we get started with some comic talk?
Sounds great. I'm excited, actually.
This week we had Crouching Tiger, Careless Driving. Driving, of course, being a pun for drivers in golf games.
I thought it was a great one. Well-timed. Just classic. It was beautiful. And the artwork, you just outdid yourself on that one.
Oh, well, thanks. I mean, it was mostly Photoshop work this time around. But I think it was all Photoshop work, actually.
But it was seamless. It just went, together so well. It was just... I thought it was like, oh, that could totally be the back of the cover.
Well, right.
Why not? That's great.
Why not? I can give you a few reasons.
Yeah. The bullet points at the end I thought were kind of cute. Didn't really push my buttons. But I believe that was the first spoof of the incident that I had seen. Now there's all these other ones. It was just on SNL with Kenan Thompson, who I don't appreciate, but it was well done. They already have an R&B song.
Well, they had like the flash game where you try to drive him to specific parking spots on a golf
course. That's right.
I kind of feel bad because I always see these things happen where something popular happened and there's just this flood of jokes on top of it. Like all these different places are making fun of it. I'm like, man, what a terrible sea of horrible people, show some respect. And then like, unfortunately we had to be part of that tidal wave of comedic embarrassment in a way.
Now people are just kicking a dead horse,
Yeah, absolutely.
You actually killed it with
we're the ones who killed the horse. Right.
Which is fine. But now they'll just be kicking a dead horse. So,
right. It's funny. It's too bad Tim can't be here. Cause I know, he has plenty to say about this, maybe in a future episode. But
that's why he's sick, by the way. He's just got so much he wants to say about this. It's just made him sick.
What was so funny was Tim told me what the joke he wanted to do. I swear I heard him tell me, hey, let's have a car, like let's have his SUV driving all as though it's about to hit him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did that. Like that was the comic that I made. And I showed him this picture, basically. You can take a look at the show notes here. And he sent me an email back like, that's not what I was looking for. Like the car is just driving at Tiger Woods. I'm like, I was going to say, because it didn't seem like that made much sense. But I guess I was just taking your word on it because, Tim's more the sports person than I am. The real trouble came with the tree, because if I had the SUV any further back, it just looked friggin' bizarre, just the way the perspective was.
Yeah.
Having it run into a tree really close to the viewer, like the tree trunk's just huge. The first idea was, I'm just going to do a small tree, which you can take a look at this picture here, which is like this tiny twig tree. Like it's just like the twig tree's bent over just a little bit. And it was kind of funny to me that he had run into this tiny little tree on a golf course, but Tim would have none of that. And we had a really long telephone conversation about, should it be a big tree, a small tree? Like how far into the frame should it be? Should we have the fire hydrant? Should we have the fire hydrant with like water spraying up in the air? We worked really hard to get the humor like just right so that it reached the maximum amount of people. So you can imagine how disappointed we were when so many readers were like, I don't get it, and this doesn't make sense, and it's not funny.
Do we want to move on to expressing our disdain for comments right now?
I guess so. I mean, I wouldn't want to go like specifically into certain comments. I mean, like, I really want to hold my tongue a little bit on this because the last thing I want to do is just piss off all of our readers, But
you'll still have me, Ray.
you'll be the punching bag, maybe. How about that? Yeah, let's go into this a little
bit. I'm your emotional punching bag. Oh. Seriously, someone said, like, it was a good comment, too. He's like, I browsed the news articles for weather scientific stuff. Sorry I skipped the sports stuff, but that doesn't interest me at all,
Right.
And I do agree with that, There's some
stories. Yeah, there's a lot of garble that we don't need to be reading, absolutely. Here's the thing, though. I don't think you even need to have read about the accident to get the comic to some degree. Like, let's boil this down, really. Like, look, Tiger Woods, he's happy on the cover. Oh, look, not happy on the cover, there's a car crash, right? Like, really, that's the joke. It could be completely unrelated to any news story ever, and it'd be like, oh, look, it's kind of funny because the image doubles as both ways. Like, that's really the core joke. Now, if you know about the story, it's a little funnier, right? Now, if you really know the story, the little bottom paragraph, there's some good stuff in some of those quotes.
That's the original artwork from...
Yeah, the front is definitely the actual front artwork.
That's what I love. Oh, that's great. I mean,
it's not
you're
like
taking
an image that we made up, right? Exactly. We're using the actual cover art. Like, now I guarantee you, whenever you see that box in the store, you're gonna imagine on the back is gonna be the freaking car crash, right?
Yeah.
I will tell you, I mean, we had a lot of people really came out of the woodwork and specifically let me know, like, Ray, I really liked your comic this week. And I think it was because they're the people who don't follow a lot of video game news, but they still read my stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I got it. Like, this was funny. Like, this was especially funny to me because it wasn't totally specifically video game related. And, like, some would argue, hey, like, it's not video game related enough. Like, okay, let's think about this for a second, all right? Let's do some math here. First of all, if Tiger Woods was not in this comic, it wouldn't work, okay? Because Tiger Woods is necessary for this joke.
Yeah.
Obviously, right? Okay, yeah. So clearly we needed the real life scenario for this joke to work. On the flip side, if we took the video game aspect out of it, what would be missing?
The awesome artwork.
Box art. The whole freaking comic. Like, like, they merge together, people. They work together. We're not making fun of gameplay. We're not making fun of the graphics. We're just taking a simple box art concept and working. Oh, my gosh.
You did the same thing with Okami.
Yes.
You did the same thing there. You're just making fun of the artwork that was on there and put that big old sticker on top of the dog so you couldn't see how cute the dog was.
Like, I will say... probably my favorite comment was on Go Nintendo. Guess who? Friggin' Burgers. His comment was basically, huh, I don't get the comic. These guys are pretty hit and miss. I'm like, hold on a second. Hold on. Why is it if you don't understand the comic, we're hit and miss? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Like, it's a whole different world if you say, I got the comic, but I didn't like it. These guys are hit and miss.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm happy with that. You know, if you understood it and you're like, I didn't really care for it, that's one thing. But it's a whole other ball game if you're like, I don't get this joke. Like,
I don't read enough. I don't watch enough TV. Right. So therefore, I don't get this joke. You guys are hit and miss.
Really, how much basis of knowledge changes how much you will be able to understand the joke, obviously,
the
right?
The more subtle the joke, the more knowledge you're going to need.
Absolutely. Right.
So, I mean, this was a pretty blatantly obvious joke. You know, so you need very little knowledge for this.
I would still argue you need no knowledge.
Yeah.
Like, you really don't need any knowledge. Like,
so therefore, the people who didn't get it have negative knowledge.
But if it's, I didn't get it, therefore it's bad, no.
Well, my comment of the week goes to your brother, Eddie Hargraves, where he says, kind of funny how a couple of weeks ago I got raked over the coals for not knowing about Mario's upcoming penguin suit.
Right.
And now it seems that none of these people are aware of a story that's making national headlines. Apparently all those jokes in the bullet point text at the bottom of the comic are too subtle for the 12-year-olds. And that's a good comment. And it just goes on to spawn like 20 other comments connected to that, people in response to him, even you.
It was great. It was just a grand old time. My comment of the week goes to RaceFreak265, who said, who knew when I would see the day when 2-Piece Start would do a golf-related comic? As a golfer, it's also one of the funniest things related to golf I've seen. Really like the little jokes at the bottom and the Wii Wheel icon. Thanks. Yeah. And again, appreciate all your comments, honestly. All your honesty is great. Really like it. Sorry.
It's just funny. Just some of the stuff that's left, and you guys really do fuel the fire and make this more interesting.
All right, looks like we have Michael on the line. Michael, welcome to 2B Start Live.
Well, thank you for having me on. Thank you very much.
So, Michael, where are you calling from?
Camarillo, California.
Ooh, very cool. Hey, so do you have a question for us?
Actually, I do. Did you hear about the Sonic 3 composer who just came out and stated that the ending credits for Sonic 3 was done by Michael Jackson. Did you hear anything about that?
I know, right?
This is really funny, Ray.
John, you're a big Michael Jackson fan. Am I correct in saying that?
That is correct. I have multiple music videos and all his CDs. And
not to say that you'd therefore be an expert, but you'd have a little bit better idea of like, yeah, it sounds like something you do than most would.
I'm not surprised on multiple points. One, it was Sega, done by Sega, the same people who did his video game.
Right.
Two, it's kind of the same era right around there. Three, video games were kind of an emerging medium at that point, and Michael Jackson was really spreading out and trying to cover his bases in movies, art, you know, as well as music. So I'm like, I'm not surprised. And it did sound like it a lot, that especially the last one, Ray. I don't know the name of the song.
Are you talking about the boss battle one?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the sub-boss, I think. Come on!
You kind of hear that. It's like the woo.
Yeah, woo. Yeah, all that
come
stuff.
On.
Right?
In high school, I rewrote Billie Jean with all new lyrics kind of focusing around Jesus. It was pretty funny.
Jesus, not my lover?
No, Jesus Christ is my savior.
Oh, wow. Was this a private school or was this like homeschool?
I'm not telling you.
I thought it was crazy. I mean, it would make a lot of sense, clearly. I mean, there's been lots of rumors about that stuff. And I think it's definitely more fun to believe that he had worked on it. You know, the mystery is still kind of out there, but, you know, obviously this is one source.
Well, yeah, it's just probably... Will we ever know, or is it just going to be like, oh, we'll just kind of let you guys hang?
I would put that in the mysteries, like, you know, how did the universe get started? Where are we going? What's going to happen at the end? Did Michael Jackson do music for Sonic 3?
It was confirmed. It was completely confirmed.
Confirmed by one guy.
Right.
Ray, I'm confirming right now the origins of the universe.
Well, I figured you would know how the universe was created when, you know, Jesus Christ was your lover, right? Or not your lover. I'm sorry. It's wrong.
All right. Well, anyway. Yeah, the pillow talk, he confessed everything.
Wow. All right. Well, hey, Michael, thanks for being on the show, buddy.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Take it easy. Thanks for calling in.
All right, thanks. Oh, and tell Tim, hope you get better, please.
You bet. Some like to hang out for a long time without ever commenting. And
How dare they?
The ones who do it first... They will rise from your grave.
Yeah, rise from your grave.
All right. Third player says, well, I guess I will rise from my grave. Yeah,
rise from your grave.
Honestly, I don't know what to say about this. Does everyone have to rip on Tiger? Sure, he may have done something stupid, but just because he's famous doesn't mean he's not human. ...
Yeah.
By the way, thank you.
I'm a little off the cuff on this. You can stop me if I'm overboard.
Okay. Go ahead.
Are there any role models left in this world, by the way? I mean, really, like, what?
Bonnie Tyler asked that question, you know, I need a hero. Is there anyone left out there?
I mean, I really don't like the argument of, like, everyone's human, you know, everyone makes mistakes. I know people do, all right? Doesn't mean it's okay, right? I mean, can we agree on this here?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, with, for example, Michael Phelps, right? Like, I was like, oh, he's caught for smoking marijuana, right? And wait.
I'm sorry, I don't have enough knowledge on this. So, therefore, this whole point is not going to be funny to me.
Just take the image of, like, his O face when he's pumping his fist in happiness. It can be used both for just winning a race and also for when he's smoking marijuana. Okay?
My gosh.
I believe in his press release, he's like, I'm really sorry for my actions. This is not an excuse, but... I am only 20 or whatever it was, right? And
yeah.
It's like, okay, listen, like I was only 18 at the time or whatever it was. Like, all right, listen, first of all, the fact that you say that, I know, like, you can't start it with, not that this is a valid excuse, but here's my excuse. You know, like, what? it's like the classic, you know, hey, no offense, all right, but you're an idiot. Like, okay, no, like, you can't just stamp that on the front of something and then get away with it afterwards, right?
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
you know?
Your
face is ugly. I'm just saying.
Just saying. Yeah. Like, you know.
It's this magic marker that you can just erase, you know?
It's the equivalent of the, like, winky emoticon.
Yeah.
Because you can send someone a message that's like, you, man. winky face and like, oh, he's just kidding around, right? Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I really wish we would spend less time reporting about Tiger Woods and his problems and more time like praising people doing the right things.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Right. Can we... What that is right there is called positive reinforcement.
Yes.
It's kind of like the hot and cold game, you know? Oh, you're getting warmer, you're getting warmer, you're getting warmer. You know, you want to hear that kind of stuff. That's positive. You know, you'll go right. towards yeah. what's good.
And if we spent more time just showing like good things all the time on TV instead of like the bad things, then no one would be able to make that argument of like, well, so-and-so did this, so-and-so did this. Like, I see it all the time. Everyone's doing it. That means it's okay. You know, like, just FYI, people, like, let's help the positive role model here. Anyway.
Which is you. We need to plaster your picture on that boob tube.
Doing what?
And just,
telling my story of how I spent an entire Saturday playing Paper Mario.
Ray, all I need to do is look at you, and I know all's right with the world.
Okay, right.
I'm yeah. just saying. Uh-huh. I'm just saying.
Our other grave riser is M.I.M. Godfather, who said, "Guess it's time for me to rise from my grave."
Rise from my grave.
Inappropriate caps lock for the win. I've been reading the comic since number 78, The Fundamental Theorem of War. I've enjoyed all of your comics and listened to the entire backlog of podcasts. Great to listen to while I'm at work. Well, thank you. In regards to something mentioned in your podcast, you can add another over 12 years old reader to your fan base. I'm 25 and look forward to both the comics and podcasts every week. Why'd I wait so long to rise? Just pure laziness, I guess. Well, thank you very much. And we always have new commenters popping up too, including Greg Jr. 94 and Captain Olimar 788. So great to have everyone on board. Really appreciate it. Always appreciate your comments. If anything, you know, think of it this way. If any of you were like, I can't believe he like ripped on us for a while on the podcast, like this makes me not want to comment. Think of it this way. Your comments really helped create a very memorable moment on the podcast. Just
keep
that in mind.
They were very good. We got a lot of good humor out of it. So
definitely kindling to the fire.
So
really
continue doing what you're doing.
Don't stop the rock. All right. Well, what do you say? It's time for the dreaded Black Doom Award. You like my microphone breaking?
Yeah.
Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games. Although this time it will be John and I, in honor of the most atrocious character Sonic Team has ever created, Black Doom himself.
What a guy. I think we need to positively reinforce Doom. Black Doom.
Here, you've only been in one game so far, all right? That's a nice thing. You've got a good thing going for you. Let's try to keep that going, all right? Just stick with the one
well,
game.
I mean,
and don't branch out. We're liking
he's
that.
He's got an ongoing segment on a weekly...
That's true. Yeah, you've really...
webcomic, video game comic series.
Really appreciate that of you, Black Doom. Honestly, thank you. Well, John, you have the Black Doom Award that we can both comment on. Although I have a little something off kilter, not really related, that I wouldn't mind going off on for a little bit, but go for it.
I just got Game Informer, the magazine, in the mail 2 weeks ago, and it's issue number 200, and they have an article of the top 200 games of all time on there, including, you know, all the platforms, PC, and handhelds. And they have video games on there that may or may not have been released when this article is being written. Batman Arkham Asylum. That one came out in September.
Right.
So, I mean, 2 months and it's already in. It's
the top
number 104.
200 of all
yeah.
time. Yeah.
Of all time. So, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 is on there, which was released maybe 10 days before this article came out, this magazine came out. It's like,
gosh,
really?
I just.
We've had enough experience with this game to love it and place it in our top 200 games.
I mean, first of all, just ranking 200 games just seems dumb to me. I don't know what else to say besides it's like someone ranking the top 200 best songs of all time.
Yeah.
Really? And like number 14 is like Get Low or something, right? You're like, come on, really? I know this is ironic because it's coming from a person who has a top 10 favorite games of all time list, but that's like a personal like, hey, these are just the games I like more. That's just my choice, you know?
Well, it's a Game Informer's top 200, so I think they had all their in staff.
Yeah, but why 200, honestly?
It's in honor of their 200th issue.
Okay, all right, all right. I'll give them that. I'll give them well, that. Any other day, I would have been like, who cares? Like, who cares about number 176?
I love this one, Ray, because it was another bump set spike for you.
Why?
And like, oh, hey, you toss this up in the air. What do you think of this? You're like, Spike, I can't believe this. Oh, my gosh, you know? And you just go on and on and on about this.
I have this bad symptom right now where like my real life and my podcast life are like merging together. It's kind of weird. And like your wife can attest to this, right? Because like now whenever I talk, I'll set things up. And that's what your wife has started doing. Like anytime I say something, she'll bounce it back at me just to remind me of what I'm doing to you guys. Like, okay, well, here's what I think about this. All right,
what would
like,
you think about this, Ray?
All right, here's the thing.
What's the thing, Ray? Tell us what the thing is.
Yeah, and well, let me ask you this, John.
What do you want to ask me, Ray? Go ahead.
But my favorite is too bad our friend Beth Marsh isn't really around anymore. But she was the best at just shutting me down whenever this happened because I would go off and I would just have my little stage. And I just go off on something for a long time and I'd be all done. And then Beth would just turn to me and she'd be like, huh?
And you hate comments like that, you know?
Right.
Meh. Like, just meh. Meh. Yeah. And so
like,
when someone responds
down,
to your whole...
If you really want to shut me down, just be like, oh, what? Huh? And I'm like, oh, never mind.
Well, forget here's what it. You're doing good, Ray.
All right, and I guess this is not really Black Doom, but I gotta talk about this a little bit. You know, when we were on our little leadership retreat thing, your brother-in-law, David Johnson, like I bring up his name like people are gonna know, he at one point, he's a musician, you know, so we're all kind of around in a room, and he pulls out his guitar, and he's like, hey, is it all right if I bring out my guitar? And they're like, yeah, why? And he's like, well, like, I just don't want to be that guy. And I remember I was like, that guy, what is he talking about? Like, I didn't really get what he was talking about. And now, like,
now it's funny because you have the information. Before you didn't have the information.
Back then, and I was like, I don't get what you're saying. So you're stupid was what I told. No, I eventually I'm with some friends, like we're in a room, you know, and someone brings out their guitar and they just start playing the guitar. Right.
Oh, dude, I hate that.
And I'm like, well, I mean, it wasn't bugging me, you know, but I started to kind of realize, you know, he's been playing the guitar for about 2 hours now, you know, like it hasn't stopped.
And that's all they do.
Right. We've only been through like two songs. Neither one was finished because they only knew like the verse and the chorus and like kind of part of the bridge. And they'd kind of give up. This is so funny. I've never seen anything else in life where we can be having a discussion in a group setting in a room and someone can just get into the middle of it, pull out an instrument, start playing. You know, and kind of like they take over the room now. Like everything revolves around them, even though it's a very like personal thing, you know, like, oh, I'm just doing my thing right here. It's like, yeah, but you're in the middle of the room with everybody. Like we're trying to have conversations and now the guitar is taking over. And I know I'm screwed when someone else comes out with a guitar, you know, and they start playing along with them. I'm like, oh, great. Now it's official. This is the event that's happening. And you'll usually have like the one girl or somebody who likes to sing, you know, so she'll start singing along. Then you'll have the other girl who's like the admirer of people who play instruments, you know, so she's like really into it. And then there's me sitting on the couch wanting to blow my brains out, right?
Right, you're just jealous because they're taking all the girls from you. That's what this is. Where's Dr. Phil? Dr. Phil, get in here.
Hold on. Why would you bring Dr. Phil in here? He's not video game related.
Well, funny you should mention that. He actually just announced his Dr. Phil Let's Fix You video game for the week.
I just imagine, because the guitar is great, because it's like, if you bring out any other instrument, it doesn't work. Like, only the guitar really works. Like, maybe the piano, right? Maybe the piano. Like, I just imagine walking out there with my computer, setting up my synth, you know? And just start blasting away some techno music in the middle of the room. Like, what would people do?
My mouth harp. Right, I could just imagine. Bounding, boom, 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 boom. And what would be awesome is if some girls would get around me and would start singing, you know, to the song I'm playing.
Right. Yeah, like, I walk out with my bagpipe, get that blown, and then the girl's like, hey, I'm going to sing with you. Hum, hum, right? What was great is I then thought back to that fateful night at the leadership retreat with David, and he's like, I don't want to be that guy. And now it's movie style, right? Jump cut to me in the future, like sitting with my head tilted, like ready to kill myself with the guitar music playing, and then cut back. And
with
be,
the song, yeah. It's all coming back to me now.
Which, by the way, what, like, people need to learn the ending to songs, okay? That's one thing, all right? But the other thing is, don't play songs that don't have endings, okay? Like, that's the most frustrating thing. Like, what songs don't have endings, Ray? What are you talking about? Do, do, do. Do 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 do.
Oh,
you know that, right?
Da, 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 da. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, someone will get on the piano and they always start playing that, right? And immediately, I already want to kill myself because I know what's going to happen, which is this is going to go on for like minutes, and nothing's ever going to come more than, hey, look, I can play the chord. Someone else comes in, like some chick flick, you know, someone rides in, starts playing the upper part, yeah. Right? But the song doesn't end, so they just keep going. And then, of course, they're like, well, now I'll start improvising. But they're terrible at improvising, so now it just sounds bad. And it eventually just falls apart. And it's like, all right, thanks. Thanks, you guys.
Huh? What? What were you talking about, Ray?
This has been a very interesting show.
Oh, my gosh,
Ray. I've been having a lot of fun.
We need to be more prepared than this in the future. Tim, can you please schedule your sick time?
All I got to say is thank you for being on the show. Otherwise, we would have had another Don't Listen edition of just Ray talking for 5 minutes. Finally, we'd like to wrap up the show with Musical Misfits. Some great video game songs have been unintentionally ignored over time, and we play one in full after the show's over for those who are still interested. Listeners get to trade off every other week with my suggestions, so you can enjoy my choice of The Way of the Ninja from the game N+. So, that will do it for this edition of 2-Piece Start Live. Join us every week for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here.
But not as good.
Not nearly as good, I know, because Tim will be back on. That's the problem. John Watts, thank you for being on the show once again. Really appreciate it.
Thanks.
That's
yeah,
it?
Okay. I mean, my wife is going to kill me, but it was definitely worth it.
Well, you had sex before the show, so it's okay.
That is true. You called me and no, I called you back and we were talking about our messages, right? You know, like we were talking about, oh, the phone, you know, will automatically say if you would like to leave a page message, you know.
Oh my gosh. And that's the thing. Mine doesn't have that, right?
I know.
Like, hey, it's Ray. Sorry I missed your call. Hope that didn't disappoint
you. No. Yeah, and so yours has just that, and then it goes right into leaving a message.
Beep.
But everyone else's, it has like this computerized voice that has all these options that you can do. And so I'm waiting for that to go so I can leave my message after that. But it doesn't have that, so there's this awkward silence for like 5 seconds. So I'm like, did it start yet? What? And like, oh, well, I guess I'll just start leaving my message. Here's my message, and it's really awkward. Here you go. Bye, Ray. Call me.
It's like, how many years have we gone knowing? Like, who doesn't know that I leave a message after the beep? There's always a beep. Yeah. You always leave a message after the beep. Who doesn't know that? Yet every single voice message, leave a message after the beep. Oh, if you'd like to send a freaking numeric page, which no one's ever done in their life and no one's ever going to use, press 5.
Then do that.
You know, to leave a callback number, I don't even know what that is, press 6. When you're done with the message, press pound or hang up. Really? Really?
If you would like to hear the options again, press 4.
Tell me something. If I press pound, what happens? Can I make another phone call on the same moment? Like, what do I benefit from by pressing pound exactly? Like, come on.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Come on. So
okay.
What's funny is I have a thing against that. And I just like, I'm like, hey, I'm going to make a voice message where you don't have to deal with any of that crap. I'm going to be the good person here. I'm going to be what everyone wants it to be. And then we get people like you who hear and they're like, wait, what? Whoa, slow down here. Slow down.
This is way too new agey for me. What is this magic mumbo jumbo?
I don't understand what's happening here. Ray's sorry, but like, I don't know if he's going to return my call. He didn't say. I don't get it. Yeah.
Where's the lady on the computer voice telling me what to do?
Which, again, what's with, like, the repeating of number?
Whenever you call, I know it's you because I look at my phone and it says, missed call, Ray. But then when I go and listen to the voice message, the computer goes, you received a phone call at 7:15 p.m. today from 50, you know, and just spouts the number.
And think about how slow it goes, by the way. 5, 0, 3, 5.
5, 5, 4, Okay, if you're gonna do it slow,
first of all, have a rhythm, okay? I don't want you jumping around with your rhythm like it's some Mario Bros. Tune. Second of all, who ever
can we change it to some like a swaggerly guy, you know, that it sounds semi-interesting?
I mean, just I want it to be like a person. I don't understand why it has to be so mechanical. We have good technology now. Like, who has ever gone to you and be like, hey, can I get your phone number? Yeah, hey John, it's 503-5. Like, no one ever does that. What it should be is 503-555-7215, right? Like, just do it. Like, just do it natural. That's all I freaking want. I hear you.
Okay, so we got to move on, right? So,
sorry to get off topic.
And then you got a call from Tim in the same conversation. I'm not going to call you back. And you said, oh, yeah, I know. I'm going to call you back. And then I said, no, don't call me back. And then I hung up. And then you called me back. And it was like right when we were about to have sex. So I hung up on you and turned off my phone.
Well, here's the thing.
Because here I am. Like, you... I'm not going to call you back, Ray, because my wife's undressing, you know, kind of thing. That's what's happening in my eyes.
You're like, you know, you're like listening to me on speakerphone. You know, and you're going,
oh, no, don't worry, John. I'll call you back. I'm like, no. Don't call me back.
I thought you were just playing around with me, to be honest. Like, don't hang up, Ray. Don't hang up. I'm not gonna answer if you call back. I'm not gonna answer. Like, oh, give me a break. So I hang up on you, answer Tim. Tim's like, I'm not gonna make it. Like, all right, get out of here. Call you back, nothing. And then I have to deal with your freaking voicemail. You know? Which again, by the time I left a voice message and I was in a coma waiting for that robot voice to get over with. Gosh. Anyway.
Oh, that was a good after the song. Stop. Oh my gosh.
I don't think we ever closed out the show, actually. So with that, he's John.
And he is Ray.
And we will see you next week. Hey, can you make sure that Steel has that game on mute for me?
Hey, Steel, can you turn the game on mute? I can hear it, Steel. Ray can hear it too. He knows. It's through his Wii remote, the Wiimote.
Oh.
How does he turn? Just turn the game off, Dave. Go to bed.
Yeah, just. Steel.
I'm not afraid of your roommate.
If he's still playing, I just have him hit the home button and turn the volume down the Wii remote. Anyway.
All right. Hit the home button. And then there you go. Volume all the way down. There we go. I'm proud of you, Dave. You learned how to turn the volume down. And then close. Hit A. There you go. Continue.
Okay. So as I was saying,